Welcome to Job Joy Storytime. I'm George Dutch. This is a regular podcast that features my work as a personal story analyst, one who specializes in moving people from career pain into their right work. These are confidential notes from the front lines of successful career transition. Intimate and insightful, I hope these stories will inspire you to move into your job joy. This episode is called Paradigm Shifter. The right work for some individuals is to do something unconventional. The big job creation engines of our economy, as you know, are large institutions in government, banks, insurance companies, hospitals, schools, and so on. But these large institutions are not always the right work settings for everybody. Many of the people I work with can be characterized as cultural creatives. These new millennial rebels, if you will, reject the pressure that is put on so many individuals and families to pursue material gain at the expense of other important human needs. Educated, skilled, and experienced, these creative individuals want to change the world, but they feel trapped in institutional jobs with employers who are indifferent to their particular cares and concerns. This very common dilemma was felt acutely by one of my clients who wanted to get out of his mainstream computer job and into something that would make a difference in the world. He was willing to invest his time, energy, and money to explore some real options. So we started, as I always do, with a deep analysis of his most enjoyable activities in life, both at work and outside of work. And from it, I produced a map of his motivational pattern. Here's an excerpt of his pattern, taken from his personal stories. In the interest of time, this is a very condensed version of his story, but I hope you will still see the vein of gold that runs through it. But please bear in mind that a lot of ore was moved to get at this precious clarity. Listen. As a kid, I loved to learn lots of stuff about a lot of things. Like a puppy, I stuck my nose into the natural world around me and enjoyed learning about marine life and weather during tons of idyllic days at our cottage. My interests then, as they are now, were triggered when I am exposed to new people, new ideas, activities, new processes. School, of course, was a doorway to all kinds of new discoveries, and I became very interested in mathematics at an early age, probably 7 or 8 years old. Throughout my high school years, I enjoyed doing math and physics problems. Nothing at that age could compare to the satisfaction in solving a difficult problem, and in solving it in the most concise, elegant, and aesthetic manner possible. Everyone around me assumed I would either become a math professor or a theoretical physicist. I was subsequently offered a full 4-year scholarship at a university, as well as a summer job assisting members of the mathematics faculty. I'll never forget my first year college physics final. I provided several alternative solutions to some of the questions and then commented on their relative elegance. I received a letter from the professor. It was the first 100% final he'd ever given out in his teaching career, and he seemed to enjoy my comments on the various solutions. A math contest was also my first exposure to real computers then, and right away I demonstrated a real knack for problem solving through programming. And I've never lost that love of a challenging yet unambiguous problem that I could solve with a creative computer algorithm. This was the foundation of what has been a long career in software development. However, my natural inclination to push the envelope did not stop with math and physics. Around the same time, I began to notice there were other things of interest besides mathematics, including getting involved in various anti-war, justice, and freedom causes, some of which I still support today. In those days, I speechified on atomic war, I helped create and run a coffee shop for youth, and I introduced world music to the campus radio station. I have always enjoyed this kind of road less traveled and traveling new paths. My first real taste of this occurred when I was invited to participate in a summer student work exchange as a waiter in the German Alps. Embarking for Germany, I made a vow to speak no English for the summer. I even restricted my reading to German only. And when touring the European neighborhood, I stuck to German-speaking tours, not only in Germany, but also in Austria and Switzerland. By the end of the summer, I found that most customers could not readily tell that I was not German. And I still fondly remember being asked by one group of German diners whether my accent was Bavarian. I dropped out of university but I was able to use what I had learned to establish a career in computers. About the same time, I threw myself into political work. I loved to understand, explain, and predict, and politics fed this natural inclination. I joined the Libertarian Party and I ran for office. As a politician wannabe, it was my job to research issues, criticize government, and offer alternative ideas, alternative policies, and alternative programs. I like to get others excited about a cause that excites me. I enjoyed convincing or influencing others to support my cause. I love to bring my reasoning and contemplating abilities to bear on a problem, and I'm very good at it. In the computer world, I have earned a reputation as a highly effective and efficient programmer. For example, I became known in one research and development department as Mr. Astro, named after a communications chip that we were using at the time. I enjoyed that reputation, even the notoriety that I got for my elegant solutions. However, I have to say that problem solving is much more enjoyable when it is part of a cause, when it has a social context, something that I was never able to achieve in my computer career. That may be why, shortly after turning 40 years of age, I started writing fiction as a possible career direction. I often started out writing something with a science fiction hook. I love science fiction because it always involves or often involves a shift in a paradigm. I enjoy working out a well-crafted argument where each point flows logically from the previous and the results hang together almost like a mathematical proof. However, writing is a lonely and isolating experience, and I didn't like that part of it. So I gravitated to writing clearly and persuasively on topics that I cared about, especially social and political issues, the kind of issues that fostered opinion, discussion, and debate with other people. I love to influence others with my ideas through writing, to make suggestions on how to do things better politically, socially, economically. This type of writing seems to give more freedom to propose, quote, off-the-wall solutions, unquote. And most of my solutions tend to be world-altering paradigm shifts that no one is going to vote for tomorrow, believe me. It's not the writing that motivates me. It's enthusiasm for a new idea. I want to stimulate action and response in others. I am a paradigm shifter. I love to press through personal, technical, and social boundaries of established knowledge. I've always had this yearn to explore and understand new things, and then solve related problems and make suggestions for solutions. I think you can hear in this excerpt from his personal story that his natural talents and motivations were triggered by causes. I should tell you that he spent many happy hours advocating for peaceful solutions to entrenched conflicts at home and abroad on websites such as the International Society for Individual Liberty, Amnesty International, Antiwar.com, Green Spirit, the Albert Einstein Institute, the M.K. Gandhi Institute, and the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. His motivational pattern was organized around him being a spark plug for new ideas and activities with a social context. He was always having ideas that got him excited, and he loved opportunities to infect others with his enthusiasm. In his most successful computer jobs, he would get excited about some kind of software or hardware, but what he really wanted was a job where he could infect others with his enthusiasm for peace. We targeted companies that would recognize and reward him for his passion, and developed a strategy for contacting them. The result of this systematic approach to a better job fit was his appointment as a vice president, software engineering, with a company offering a highly sophisticated conflict resolution tool. The roots of that tool were developed in an attempt to resolve a conflict over water resources in Nepal, if you can believe it. He helped design the tool to achieve fair and efficient solutions related to everything from family disputes to corporate supply agreements. He dreams that one day this tool will play a role in managing conflict on the international level. Already, it has been used in simulated resolutions of issues in the Middle East. Now that would change the world. Thank you for listening. My name is George Dutch, and I am a personal story analyst. Join me next time for another podcast. In the meantime, visit jobjoy.com for more info about services that can help you make a successful transition from career pain to job joy.